short film challenges. So what are these? These are basically an opportunity to get together with a bunch of like-minded people and make short films. So you might have seen them posted on Meetup, Facebook, wherever, where somebody says, hey, we're having a 24-hour filmmaking challenge, or we're having a 48-hour filmmaking challenge, or 1 week, or 1 month, whatever. The concept behind it is that you attend and make a film in that amount of time, usually a weekend. They're a lot of fun, and they're really a great way to meet new filmmakers in your area that you can then potentially work with and create projects later on. This is especially great if you're starting out and you're not really sure how to get involved into films. I've done quite a few of these over the years, and hopefully in the time I've picked up a few tips that might help you should you be interested in participating in one or running one yourself. Let's start with scheduling. When it comes to the schedule, one option is to meet in advance and plan for the weekend. For example, the first meeting can be during the week in an evening, maybe like a Tuesday or a Wednesday. And everybody gets together and they divvy themselves up into different teams. And then during that meeting, you decide who's doing what. And then that will lead to a filming day, probably a Saturday or even part of Sunday. And then you hand it off to the editor and the editor edits it for a Sunday night screening. You also might maybe meet on a Friday night. And then that way you start Friday, you shoot throughout the weekend, and same thing, you have a film on Sunday. I've even done ones where it's a single day. You meet in the morning, you film, you show it in the evening. The advantage to doing ones where you meet earlier in the week, say like a Tuesday or Wednesday, is it gives you time to create a script, and it gives time for actors to memorize their lines. If you're doing one of the more strict 48-hour film festivals that literally say from this point forward through 48 hours is when you have to make a film, those are usually designed in a way to make sure that you don't have any pre-planning. They will require often a line of dialogue to be added to the film or a specific theme or location. That way somebody can't show up with a script or anything like that in advance. And there are a lot of these and they're really popular and they're really fun to participate in. Usually what you do is you get your team together in advance and then you sign up and your team participates versus the other type where you might show up and be assigned to a team. Now, let's say you are doing one of the one-week ones, for example. Something to keep in mind for these as well is that people have day jobs, and so you want to make sure that probably meeting in the evenings at a coffee shop or something like that, that way somebody can have a coffee and drink while discussing the film. If you're not really too sure what to do for a story and props or themes haven't been provided in advance, a good trick is to take a piece of paper, cut it into three pieces, and give everybody three pieces of paper. Have them write a character on one piece, such as a doctor, pharmacist, barista, it doesn't really matter, whatever they think of in regards to the character. On the second piece, they write an object, a chair, a golf ball, really anything, some type of an object, something that's attainable, by the way. And the third can be a line of dialogue, and that can just be simply as, what are you doing here? Or, hi, how are you? Something simple like that. You then throw these into three separate hats, or one hat, done three times. You randomly draw out a line of dialogue, and then that way everybody has to include that line of dialogue in their film. You drop out an item. Everything has to include that item in the film. You draw out a character, and everybody has to include that character in the film. It helps people get started with what their films need to be about. It's great for coming up with story, especially if you don't necessarily have any writers in your group. You have a starting point. When it comes to the length of these films, keep them short. I get so annoyed when I do things like this and somebody shows up with like a 10, 12, 15 minute film and you're like, this is so long and so boring and so unnecessary, which is sad if you think a 10 minute film is long in an era where Hollywood's kicking out 3 hour long films. Aim to keep it short. 5 minutes is good. Definitely no longer than 10. Keep in mind, like, multiple people are going to be watching multiple films. And so if everybody's doing really long films, by the time it gets to the final film, people are going to be tired and they're going to want to go home. Okay, so now you've got your items for your film, you know how long you want to make it, and you need to create teams in your group. This could be hard sometimes depending on who shows up. Of course, you need actors. You probably need a director or an editor. This is often the same person, especially if they have editing software and have directed before. It doesn't necessarily always need to be that, though. Obviously, a director can show up and not be much of an editor, or editors that do a bunch of editing. This is great if you have an actual person that does editing for a living, because they'll have that experience with them. You probably need somebody to operate the camera, and if possible, sound, to do separate sound, but it's usually pretty rare at these kind of things that you find a separate sound person. On the subject of equipment, don't stress if you don't have all of the equipment. For example, any camera that records video nowadays will work. The phone in your pocket records video, and it's decent quality video. Most people have DSLR cameras or mirrorless cameras. I've done festivals in the past where the theme was that it had to be made on a phone, and there are those film festivals out there that you can participate in. Very few people are going to have proper sound equipment. However, you can get little handheld recorders. You can potentially record sound into a separate phone, that kind of a thing. If you're recording into a camera, keep in mind the location, right? So if you're outdoors and you're using the on-camera sound for recording and there's a lot of background noise, it's going to pick up on that. Or if you're in a hollow room and you're going to get that echo, that kind of stuff. So sound in these types of things is often usually the thing I notice the most, because it's often the most overlooked item. And that's probably because it can be hard to do sometimes. Stuff to keep in mind when creating your film is location. When you're doing your film and coming up with your script, what is available in regards to shooting locations? People often have brilliant ideas and not the ability to film those brilliant ideas. I did one where somebody wanted to do a funeral scene, and I asked, okay, well, that's great. Do you have access to a funeral parlor or a location where we can shoot this funeral scene? And the answer was no. And it's like, well, then we can't include that in the film. Offices, same thing. Do you have access to an office or a space that can double as an office to be made look like an office? Keep that in mind with your films. You have very little time to book or reserve or find these locations. So generally, it's best to go off something that you already have access to, such as a park, an outdoor filming location, a person's home, right? We all live somewhere. So could you potentially shoot in the home of somebody that is involved in the project? Also, try to keep locations to a minimum, 1-2 locations. The more locations you have, the more time you have to go from one location to another location, do different setups, that kind of stuff, and that does take time, and you're most likely shooting with a very short schedule. It can be hard when working in these group-type environments when it comes to writing the script, because everybody has ideas, everybody wants to be involved, and you want to include everybody. You want to make sure everybody feels included and involved, or else they might not participate at another date. You've got actors. It's the nature of being an actor. We want to be on screen as much as possible. This is why it's important when putting your team together to try to pick a strong director, not somebody that's like a mean strong director because everybody's volunteering their time, but you do want somebody that is strong enough to basically push back kindly and keep things organized. If you have everybody throwing out ideas, then you need somebody that can say, okay, these are the ideas we're going to go with, because people just keep throwing out ideas, and it can be a long time before any of that actually gets put into any type of a story, and you've got a limited time in order to make that. When thinking of the story, definitely think about locations. Think about who's available, right, in your team as your actors, who's available. Create a script around them. Don't necessarily say, oh, I know somebody who might be available for this kind of a thing. And of course, when it comes to dialogue, don't write anything too dialogue heavy. Because, for example, if you're shooting a 48-hour film, they're not going to have a lot of time to memorize their lines, unless they're pros who do it all the time, which most of these people are not, because if they were pros, then they would be on a big budget film set. If you are meeting early in the week, you do need a couple days to write the script, and then you need to get over to actors and have actors give them time to memorize it and do planning. So keep that in mind for the script writers to make sure that they're getting that script done as early as possible, and the final script. Don't, okay, well, here's the first draft, okay, and then another day later, well, here's the second draft, and now we're changing it again and again and again, because the actors aren't going to be able to memorize their lines if the scripts are always changing. Something to think about on the day of the shooting, because this is where we get into the fun stuff, but you can still have other problems. So maybe somebody doesn't show up. people are volunteering their time, something happens, and they can't make it. Well, you have a role for somebody that is no longer there. So do you then grab somebody else that's involved in your project and put them into that role? Do you call somebody or do you change the script? So you need to be willing to go with the flow and accept things are going to change and not necessarily work out as planned. Also, on the day of filming, maybe people are late, right? So do you say everybody needs to meet at such and such place at 10 o'clock? Or maybe is it just the people that are in that scene at 10 o'clock and then the people that are in a later scene come later? Keep that in mind of people's availability and schedules. Or are people saying, okay, well, I can film up until 6 p.m. and then I've got a date? So try to work around that if you can, but also make sure people are aware that they're volunteering to do this. So maybe they could reschedule that date for the following weekend. It is also good, especially with these things, to try to have everybody there throughout the entire shoot. So let's say you need somebody to hold a reflector. Well, if an actor is not necessarily in the scene, but they're there, you can have them hold a reflector. The editor doesn't necessarily need to be there on the day of the filming, but it can be helpful to have them there on the day because that way they're actually seeing what's going on and they're already putting the film together in their head and it'll give them that little bit of a head start. Or maybe it's raining and you need somebody to hold an umbrella or a boom. I really want to stress this next point, and that is it will take longer than you think to film. So if you think you're going to need people or you're going to be shooting for 3 hours, add another hour or two to that schedule. If you think it's going to take 4 hours, add two or three more hours to that schedule. It will almost always take longer than you think. I recently did a film. We had 2 days of filming, and oddly enough, both days we didn't even go over. We actually got done early. That was a rarity. But it also had to do with the fact that everybody was on time. Everybody knew what they were doing. We had a proper crew with experience. So there were those other factors that played into it. With these kinds of things, often you have people there that don't have as much experience and things can go longer than you think. Or stuff happens. Maybe it starts raining. You got to wait for the rain to die down. Or you got to do retakes because some background noise was picked up. That kind of stuff. So keep in mind it's going to take longer than you really think it's going to. Also, if you are shooting throughout the day, plan to have a lunch break. Keep that in mind for the schedule. For this kind of thing, you don't need to provide food. I think for budgeted shoots or more proper ones, you do. But this kind of thing, just plan to have a lunch break. Everybody's volunteering their time. They can bring a lunch. They can go to a shop. Or maybe as a group, you all get together and pitch in on a pizza. Sit down, have your pizza, and enjoy your lunch. Don't stress. If you are editing it and you don't have Premiere Pro, don't worry about it. Most computers come with some kind of limited editing software. DaVinci Resolve is a great free editing program. I use it quite a bit now. I've actually switched from Premiere Pro to DaVinci Resolve, and I'm very happy with it. It's easy to find free editing software, so don't stress about that. When it comes to editing, keep that in mind as well. So let's say, for example, you're going to shoot Saturday and Sunday morning and then give the footage to the editor before the Sunday evening screening. Well, they're going to need time to edit that film together, and it might take longer than you think, especially depending on what you give them for film and audio files. If you give them a big data dump that isn't properly organized, that's going to take them longer, for example. If you are doing sound separately and you give them 100 sound files and 70 video files, well, something's out of sync here, and then they got to figure out which sound files go with which video files. When you do that, do a proper slate for them. That will really help, and make sure to track that in some type of a shot list. And with these weekend challenges, keep in mind, the editor is going to need time to render that video, right? And it has happened many times where the person goes to render it and something fails or something errors out or it's delayed for whatever reason. And so make sure that that editor has plenty of time to also edit the film and render the film. It's really annoying when you're sitting there at the screening on Sunday evening and you're waiting on a team to show up who hasn't finished their film yet. And so you're just hanging out, waiting, because, well, maybe they're finishing editing, maybe they're finishing rendering it, whatever. Be conscious of other people's time and don't be that team that shows up late. Another bit of advice for the editor is don't stress excessively if the sound's off or the caller quality is off. Remember, this is something that's done on a very short notice. Focus on getting the story edited together, and then depending on how much time you have left, then start working on other things like graphics and sound design and color if you can. You can always do another edit later on if you're going to do something with the video. The object for this is to have something done by the end of the event. You want something for the people who have participated to see. When it comes to film festivals, a lot of us do actually want to submit films to festivals and get those little laurels that we can put on our poster or to say we were in such and such festival and kind of enjoy the festival experience. And maybe this particular film is good enough to do that. Odds are it's not, because it's kind of done really quickly with lower quality. And something to keep in mind, if you are thinking, hey, I'm going to submit this to a festival, I'll get discovered and become a famous filmmaker, that's not going to happen. There are like a handful of festivals in the world that stuff like that happens. And I have yet to hear of a film that was shot over a weekend that made it into Cannes that the filmmaker then got, you know, some job offer from a major Hollywood studio. These events have to do more with introducing you to a network of people that you can then work with to make that short film that will then get into a better festival and win awards. This one, you can submit to festivals. It's your money, right? And if you think it's good enough, great. And if it is good enough, even better. But usually the sound's bad, the lighting's off, the acting, you know, that kind of stuff. Or like mentioned, it's too long. But if you edit it down, you clean it up, and you think it's good enough for a festival, there are thousands and thousands of festivals out there. Some of them are free, some of them have very low cost of entry, and a lot of them are just looking for content so that they can say they have content in their festival. I have been to numerous film festivals and seen numerous crappy films presented there. And if you want to have yours in that, great, go right ahead. And if it is good and then it really stands out, great, even better. So congratulations. But again, the odds on you getting that big budget movie contract are pretty slim. So set your expectations accordingly. These kind of events are for the fun of it. It's for meeting people. It's for getting something that you can probably throw on YouTube or Vimeo, and you can share with your friends and have a good memory of an event. And that's it. That's really short film challenges. So, like I said, do a search on some local groups and find one and participate. You don't have to be a seasoned pro. You could just be maybe wanting to find out a little bit about it. Volunteer and just say, hey, I want to just have the experience. Just show up, have a good attitude, be on time, and have fun.